What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're talking about information management with a narcissist. Why you should not share good news or bad news with a narcissist in a lot of different situations. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. Boom. Welcome back, folks. Yes. So I'm reading Dr. Romney's book, It's Not You. Amazing book. Check it out on Amazon, wherever you can buy books at. Amazing book. Right. But yeah, she has a section in there talking about information management and managing the information that you share with a narcissist. Managing it, y'all. Managing the information that you share with a narcissist, which is kind of crazy being in a relationship. If you're in a healthy relationship, you have to manage the information that you share a little bit. You have to taper it off. But narcissists, when you're in a relationship with a narcissist, you have to become a damn near a supervisor or a CEO of managing information that you share. Because it's you in a relationship. You can't share good news with your partner or your parent or your friend or your foe or anybody around, your coworker, your boss. If you can't share good news with these people, are you really in a relationship? Ask yourself that question right there. Are you really in a relationship if you cannot share good news with somebody?
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I just got a promotion. Because as a narcissist, right, if you share good news with a narcissist, they're going to try to tear you down. That's why you have to manage the information. You have to table your expectations with narcissistic people, right? You know, you have to table your expectations with this person because I can't, if you share good news with them and this is the only person that you share it with, they're going to break your damn heart. Let's keep it real. They're going to rip your heart from your damn chest if you share good news with them. And that sucks. Like, you're going to be like, babe, I just got a promotion. I just made the basketball team. Dad, mom, whatever. You know, I just made the basketball team. They're going to be like, well, the team sucks. Of course you're going to make it. Like, anybody, I'd be surprised if you didn't make it. The team is horrible. You shouldn't even, like, why are you so hyped for? That's not an accomplishment. Anybody can make that team. That's terrible. What? They will rip your heart out, y'all, for sharing good news. They will hurt you for sharing good news. Like, you come over there, babe, I just graduated. Like, you don't see the mood I'm in. Don't you see the damn mood I'm in right now? Like, how the did you not care about anybody else's feelings? You gonna come and share that with me, knowing I'm over here hurting, knowing I'm over here tired, knowing I'm over here sick? Wow, you really are heartless. What? This is your partner you're talking to. This is your husband. This is your wife. This is your damn mama or your daddy. This is your grandma, your grandpa, whoever it is, your aunt, your uncle, whoever that toxic person is in your life. This is crazy. Because you cannot share this information with them without them throwing it back into your damn face and trying to hurt you, right? You can't even share good news with them. So are you really in a relationship? That sucks. Now, the crazy thing about it is you can't even share bad news with them. In Dr. Romney's book, she said that you can't even share bad news with the narcissist because they'll make the news worse. They will make the news worse. Like, imagine sharing bad news with somebody. Pardon the interruption. Just want to let you know that I do have courses and support groups available as well. Courses to help you understand what you went through and support groups to help you during or after the toxic relationship. Link in the description. Now back to the video. The dog just got hit by a car. Well, goddammit, why weren't you watching the dog? Why are you in here? God, like, you're a horrible person. Like, I knew it. It's your fault the dog was gone. What? Y'all, come on now. Snap with me. You got to snap with me right now. Like, because you know it. Sharing bad news with a narcissist makes the news worse. They're not going to try to hype you up. And the crazy thing about it is, some narcissists will get a high from you sharing bad news with them. How insane is that? That some narcissists will absolutely get a high from sharing bad news with them. From you sharing bad news with them. They will smile in your face. You know, they will smile in your damn face for you not sharing, for you sharing bad news with them. Oh, that sucks. That really does suck that you got fired from your job today. Well, let me tell you about the good things that are going on in my life. They compete with you. They are, you know, they are chronic compare and contrasters. You know, they don't want to. It's just crazy. It really is crazy dealing with this right here. That you have to manage any type of information you share with them. You have to be even keel with them. You can share little stuff with them, like this yogurt is delicious, and they might still blow up. This yogurt is bad. What the hell? Why are you eating it then? Like, you have terrible taste buds. Why you try that anyway? You damn near cannot win, y'all. Because if you have the argumentative, toxic ass partner that is not even trying to listen to you, what's the point? If you have a partner that is not even trying to listen to you, what is the point right here, y'all? Like, seriously. If you have a partner that's not trying to hear you, a partner that's not trying to talk to you, a partner that is not trying to, just not trying to be a part of anything, like, listen, are you really in a relationship? Because some people would say, yeah, I'm in a relationship, but is it a good one? Shout out to Dr. Romney, y'all. One day I would love to work with Dr. Romney, but I understand if it didn't happen. I respect that platform so much. I would love to work with her one day and do a video or something like that. Have a chat or whatever, but I would love that, honestly. But I understand if it doesn't happen because I know her platform. I just respect her. That would be cool. But if y'all follow Dr. Romney, y'all know her, have a contact, just say, Lee, heaven, just shout you out. You know, I'll mess it, but I do respect her. But yeah, that's the point of it though, y'all. You do get a lot of narcissistic people that strip you away, good or bad news. You can't win. It's crazy. Now, like I said, in the book, she asked that question. She's like, are you really in a relationship? And some people would say, yes, I'm in a relationship. We're married. We got kids. Yeah. But is it a good relationship? Is it a healthy relationship? That's when you start digging deeper. You know, are you in a relationship is that surface level? That's a surface level question. When you pull out that emotional shovel and start digging, is it a healthy relationship? You're throwing a little toxic dirt up your shoulders. You see what I'm saying? Are you in a healthy relationship? Are you in a happy relationship? Are you in a loving relationship? And the answer to those questions, you're either going to be silent, you're going to say, I don't know, or you're going to say no. And this is not me telling you to leave your relationship. This is me to just having you check your inventory. Check your relationship inventory, right? Is this something you can do for the rest of your life? Some people will say, yes, and I'm not here to judge you. Yeah, I'm not. I don't want to come off as judgy. I'm not here to judge you. I'm just here to help you. I'm just providing information for you so you can wake up and use this information to live a better life. Whether you choose to leave or you choose to stay. That's a decision that you have to make in the end. But that's what we're here for right there, y'all. That's seriously what we're here for. So I'm super thankful for y'all. But like, I know I gave y'all the information. I know I gave y'all the information about some information management. So Lee, what do we do? You told us you've been spitting hot fire. We're like, Lee, our seats are hot right now. You flamed on here. Like, to tell us what the hell to do. I'm sorry, y'all, I crack myself up sometimes. But the thing that you can do in this situation, y'all, information management, you have to manage the information you share with your partner. So share it first, y'all. Like, run it through a filter. If you have good news to share with somebody, if you have good news, and this is going to, let me preface this by saying, I know that it sucks to have to do this, but this could be something to help you out right here. Have a friend that you can trust, your best friend, your coworker that likes you, you know what I mean? Your mom, your dad, somebody that roots for you, you know, somebody that's cheering for you, and share the good news with them first. Celebrate first. Your birthdays, you know, it's just like a birthday. Sometimes you have to, sometimes you have to have a birthday party first before you go talk to your partner or your parent or whatever. You have to celebrate first, and then you got to go deal with that. Kind of like, you know, if y'all ever seen the movie, not the movie, you ever seen the TV show The Office, when Jim and Pam, they knew that Michael and everybody, they knew everybody in the office. They knew, they're like, they gonna do something. They gonna do something to ruin this dream wedding that we had planned. So they eloped. They had a little pre-wedding first. Y'all remember in the office, they went to Niagara Falls and they eloped. They had a good time. They had fun with themselves. And then they had the party. They had the regular wedding where everybody was there. And then they didn't ruin it, but you know, they just, Michael Scott was Michael Scott. Dwight was Dwight. Everybody did themselves, you know. Everybody played their role and did what they was going to do. And Jim and Pam were still happy. So it's just like, do what you want to do first. then share it with your partner if necessary. You know, because the crazy thing about it is, I should say, be careful who you share it with. Again, you have to manage who you share it with, because if you share it with somebody else first, you celebrate somebody else first, you grieve with somebody else first, because it's not always about celebrating. If you share the good news or the bad news, if you're celebrating or you're grieving with somebody else first, and your partner, or the toxic person, the toxic narcissistic person that comes next, if they find out, they're going to get mad at you. So that, you see what I'm saying? So make sure you have the person that's airtight, an airtight seal. You're like, this is airtight. This is sealed airtight right here. You know, there's no air going to come out of here. Make sure your support system is airtight and you can share it with. Share good news, right? Share some good news with your partner. Share some good news with your friends. You see what I'm saying? Or whoever it is. You know, sometimes the toxic person, the narcissist in your life is a parent. So you might have to share it with your partner first, you know? But like, it's just different, y'all. Just make sure your partner doesn't find out that you're sharing it with somebody else first, because then they'll get mad. You know, then they'll always be mad. They'll always bring it up. They'll have that ammunition. They'll have this proverbial bullet to shoot you with every time. You remember you shared this with somebody else first? Wow, I can't believe you didn't trust me to celebrate with you. Rah, rah, rah. Even though you have a history of them getting mad anyway. You know, it's damned if you do, if damned if you don't. So choose the damned that benefits you the most. Choose the damned that you can live with. Choose the damned that makes you happy first. You know, if you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Choose the damned that makes you happy. You know what I mean? Choose the damned that you benefit from. It's okay to choose you. I'll be damned. You know what I mean? But that's how it goes, though, y'all. Like, seriously. Choose the damned that benefits you the most in these situations to protect yourself, to stay safe, to stay as strong as you possibly can, because you deserve better. You deserve the best. You deserve to live a life to the fullest extent possible. Okay? Because I know it means a lot to y'all, like it means a lot to me. So share it with somebody else first. Again, if it gets back to your partner, they're going to be angry as hell. But that way, you can celebrate first, you can grieve first, and then you can share it, and you know what to expect. And it sucks that you have to do that. It sucks that you have to do that. You know? But anyways, y'all, I had to hop off here. I have a Zoom call I have to do. But again, y'all, so I do have a support group, right? I have a support group called the Mental Healers that you can check out. If you want to share, like, we have it's a growing community. You can share good news in the group or bad news in the group. You can, you know, celebrate or grieve with people in the group over on our weekly Zoom calls and whatnot as well. But I'm super thankful for y'all. I am grateful, eternally grateful for every single one of y'all. Make sure you subscribe to the channel if you haven't. Mental Healers is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. I am extremely grateful for you. You have no idea. If you haven't already, make sure you go ahead and subscribe to the channel. It helps reach more people. And click on the screen to watch another video or to browse through another playlist. There's also a link on the screen to check out my courses and my support groups to help you heal and understand what you've been through. Thank you so much again. I will see you in the next video. Peace.